Hi there. Welcome to Bra Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. I have a question for you. What do you know about God? These 10-minute lessons introduce you to God, and they make you aware of the things that are unique and special about your Creator. And we use the Creator clock to help you remember the Lord's essence. Tick-tock, what time is it on the Creator clock? It is 4 o'clock. God is fair, so what? God is fair, so what? Well, you know, we've learned quite a bit about God by taking a tour of the Creator clock. We learned at 3 o'clock that there is one and only one God in three separate and distinct persons. I want to say that there were a couple of ladies that posted on our website that we had at 3 o'clock three persons. And if you didn't listen to the lesson, it sounded like we were saying that we believe that God is three persons. We do not. At 1 o'clock, we believe, can you put the Creator clock slide up, Denny? At 1 o'clock, we believe God is one in essence. And at 3 o'clock, we believe that there is a triune Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And so, but we appreciate the ladies correcting that because it was very misleading based on what we had up there. So here's what we really mean. There is only one God, and the word triune means three in one. And so at 3 o'clock on the Creator clock, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14 says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." And we know that there's only one God, and we know that there are three separate and distinct persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and they all have the same essence and the same equality and the same thoughts. And so we're really comfortable with what the Bible says about that, and it has nothing to do with what we believe or don't believe. Well, I think the so what of there being a triune Godhead is that if anyone brings a charge against God for being unfair, there is one God, yet three separate and distinct persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, each of whom are omnipresent, everywhere at the same time, omniscient, knowing all the knowable, and they can testify for each other so that no court case against God would ever be a creature's word against God's word. At 4 o'clock on the Creator clock, God is perfect justice, which means God is always fair. And there are quite a few things I could use to make the case that God is fair. One thing that makes God fair is how he treats his friends. John chapter 15, verse 13 says, "Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends." The love the Lord Jesus Christ displays for his friends is more fairness than anyone would ever expect from a friend that dies for you. What's even more fair is how the Lord treats his enemies. Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 48 say this, "You've heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I, the Lord Jesus Christ, say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Matthew 5, 45, "So that you may be sons of your God the Father who's in heaven. For the Father causes his Son to rise on the evil and the good. And the Father sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." Matthew 5, 46. "For if you love those who love you," and of course you do, "what reward do you have? Do not even tax gatherers do the same?" And tax gatherers were the catfish, the lowest of the low at that period of time. Matthew 5, 47. "If you greet only your brothers," and of course you do, "what more are you doing than they? Do not even the Gentiles do the same?" This ties into what Deacon Denny has been saying to us in the offering messages about greeting strangers. Pray for strangers. Pray for enemies. Matthew 5, 48, "Therefore you are to be perfect, unconditional in your love, just as your heavenly Father is perfect and unconditional in his love." There is nothing more fair than giving a fair shake to your enemies. And when the Lord Jesus Christ asks us as believers in Christ to be fair, he is asking us to adopt and to display a standard of fairness as Christians that is much higher than any standard anyone else would ever give. The Lord wants us to demonstrate Christianity in such a way that it distinguishes Christianity from religion and atheism. Well, how do you treat people who hate you? How do you treat people who want nothing to do with you? I don't think it's such a stretch when I say this. You don't want anything to do with them. Thanks be to God that the Godhead does not have this philosophy about people. What is God's attitude toward unbelievers? The person who wants nothing to do with him. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, God the Father demonstrates his own unconditional love toward all mankind, and that while we were yet sinners, while we were unbelievers and enemies of God, wanting nothing to do with him, Christ died for us instead of us dying. Boom shakalaka. God does something for his enemies that none of us are willing to do for our friends. The Lord Jesus Christ always displays the ultimate in fairness. Imagine a conversation with a person who does not believe in God, an atheist. Here's what one atheist says. I don't believe in God, and I don't know why, but the notion of putting faith in something that may not even exist and using it as a crutch to go about your daily life is idiotic to me. What does a just God do with such a person? For this person's entire life on earth, the Lord Jesus Christ will invite this person to believe in him. Luke chapter 15, verse 4. What man among you, if he has 100 sheep and has lost one of them, doesn't leave the 99 who are not lost in the open pasture and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? The Lord Jesus Christ is relentlessly looking for and relentlessly inviting to salvation his creatures that are lost, his creatures who want nothing to do with him. And when the Lord finds his lost creatures, if they refuse to believe in him, which is their right, he will never stop loving them unconditionally. Let me repeat that. If a person completely rejects God for all time, for all eternity, God will still love that person unconditionally. And the Lord is so gracious that he even creates a place where those who refuse to have anything to do with him can live forever outside of his presence if they desire. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 says this, Then I, John, the author of the book of Revelation, saw a great white throne, and I saw him who sat upon it, the Lord Jesus Christ, from whose presence unbelievers on earth and in the heavens fled away, and no place was found for them to live. There's going to be a time when unbelievers have no place to live because the earth and the universe as we know it will be destroyed. Revelation chapter 20, verse 15, And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, and all believers' names, unbelievers' names will not be found there. He was thrown into the lake of fire. What's most fair about the Lord? The Lord Jesus Christ will create a place for people who want nothing to do with him to live, and he will never stop his unconditional love for those creatures that have chosen the lake of fire as their eternal home. Tick-tock. What time is it on the Creator clock? It is 4 o'clock. God is justice. God is totally fair. God is judicial in all of his dealings with his creatures. So what? So it doesn't get any fairer than that, that someone who's always giving you the benefit of the doubt and who never stops loving you and who never stops inviting you to be saved would continue his graciousness by giving you someplace to live apart from him. If you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's BARAH Ministries.com. We have 2 different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. Keep on getting to know God. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.